Well, they're two very different and very interesting men, and they've worked towards understanding how the genes that are in the nucleus of a cell actually control what is happening in that cell, and the process of how one cell can be converted into another. In other words, what we call programming or reprogramming. Now, where that becomes important, if we look at what John Gurdon did, and remember, his work has been running now, he's been in this field for about 50 years. His most salient publication was in 1962. And what he showed is he could take the nucleus of one type of toad, it was a white toad, and put it into the egg of a black toad, something called Xenopus frog, and from that they got a whole lot of little tadpoles that were white tadpoles, demonstrating that the information that was in the nucleus is what was needed to make the whole animal.
I was just saying, I believe that some of those findings led eventually to the cloning of Dolly the sheep.
Well, that's much, much later. Remember, neither of these people were interested in the kind of sensationalism about cloning that we hear about with Dolly or with human cloning. They were both interested, they're still interested, in the mechanisms of how the nucleus of a cell is programmed. What makes it become what it is? What makes a cell nucleus? Remember, all our cells in the body have the same genes. How do some become skin cells? How do some become hair cells? How do some become eye cells? It's all the same material that somehow is altered to become these different kinds of cells. And that's what we call cell programming. And John did most of his work by moving nuclei about in the process that we now call cloning. Yamanaka is much more recent. He did his major work in 2006, and what he was able to show is you can change cells from being one kind of cell to another kind of cell just by adding four chemicals. And that was a big, big revolution. Again, both men share one thing in common. They are meticulous, they are hardworking, they are persistent. And I think that's really what they've been rewarded for, is both innovation and persistence.
Now, I believe that Yamanaka, unlike Gurdon, I mean, he used, skin cells?
That's correct. Well, they're connective tissue cells. But again, it's the same kind of mechanism. And what he was asking is, and how did they become different kinds of cells? And by adding these factors, he was able to, push them backwards to making them more immature, more like what is in the embryo. And I think that for both of these men and the work they've done, the key is not going to be around human cloning and the sensational things we hear about, but it's going to be about understanding things like cancer. We've got cells that instead of doing what they meant to be doing and becoming a skin cell or becoming a controlled liver cell, suddenly start to become more embryonic. They start to become more immature, start to go places they shouldn't go. And that probably is the basis behind a lot of tumor. And this kind of work, investigating the molecules and the principles behind programming, will help us understand that. And I think it'll be fundamental.
So in other words, those sorts of tumors could be reduced, hopefully, or just eliminated.
Well, who knows where it will go, but it's what they are demonstrate is pure science. They demonstrate the ability to look at a question, to ask something that nobody at the time asked before. How does a cell become what it is? And how does it go backwards? How does it become a cancer cell? What is it that controls cells? And that's what they've both concentrated on in two different ways and in two different time periods, and are making progress in understanding how those cells work.